Step 5. How to interrupt your angry reaction. Before continuing with this part of the program, please make sure you've identified your red zones and anger triggers. Mastered the breathing technique in track 9, and plan how to handle each of your red zones and anger triggers using the guided visualization in track 10. This is how to interrupt your anger process. When entering a red zone, any situation or place where you're more likely to run into an anger trigger, 1. Switch to diaphragmatic breathing. After a short while, notice you are beginning to feel calmer. 2. Remind yourself how you plan to be in that red zone, should you feel an angry reaction building up. 3. And if you hit an anger trigger, notice your rising tension, the last-minute warning your body is giving you. Switch to diaphragmatic breathing if you're not already breathing in that way. And make a simple choice, A, B, or C. What are those choices? You have 3 basic choices about what to do when you hit an anger trigger and have switched to diaphragmatic breathing. A. Let your angry, hurt reaction autopilot take over. Go for it. Be the old you. That would be a setback, wouldn't it? B. Be assertive. Say what's upsetting you there and then. To be assertive is a good idea when it's safe to be assertive. But probably you're not in the right frame of mind to do it well while you're feeling angry, hurt, or frustrated. Best go for choice C. Choice C, choose, not now. Decide to let it go for the moment and deal with the issue later when you feel calmer. When you choose the preferred not now option C, you can choose to deal later with what happened in one of 3 main ways. You can discuss what happened assertively with the other person, if you know how to do assertiveness. Or you can use one or more of the anger release techniques to release any remaining anger. Anger release techniques are covered in step 6. Or you can decide to let it go this time. Choosing to do this will be helpful to think about what happened using the 0 to 10 scale of importance, where 0 equals not at all important and 10 equals life-threatening. after you have run into an anger trigger, if you're pleased with the way you handled it, give yourself a treat. If you didn't get it right, learn from it. What do you need to do differently to get it right next time? If you hit a new trigger which caught you unawares, add it to your list of triggers and decide how to handle it the next time it happens. If you're left with feelings of anger, frustration, or hurt, use one or more of the anger coping methods in step 6.